Kevin Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The last several years, there's been a preoccupation with resistance to Obamacare. In the meantime, the federal civil government has exercised another bit of tyranny, taking over the student loan business. On March 1, 2013, the Wall Street Journal printed this, quote, "The civil government is now essentially in charge of the student loan market, and that's not working out so well. Thanks to a provision passed along with health care reform in 2010, the Department of Education became the originator of roughly 90% of U.S. student loans." End quote. The education loan takeover was basically implementation of the public option that people complained about with health care. People complained about the health care takeover, but they never complained about the education loan takeover. Humanists are good at getting us to debate the wrong things. They get us to debate whether the federal civil government is making money in the education loan business. Instead, we should be debating whether the civil government should be in the education loan business in the first place. Also, Obamacare exposed the ridiculousness of someone saying, "You can't have control over my health care, but you can have control over my education loans." Having control over education loans means the civil government can control what colleges do, to a large degree. The power to tax is the power to destroy. Likewise, the power to loan money is the power to control. So the civil government is now in control of healthcare, education loans, and still your child's mind. And that control over your child's mind is designed to negate your opposition to things like the healthcare takeover and the education loan takeover. It's only a matter of time before your vote at the ballot box is negated by your child's vote. Scripture holds that the civil government is to promote good, not provide good. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecoliseum.com.